Avi Bell, Avi Berger, Yanju, Michael Goldstein, Grossman. Kraft, Kroll, Markowitz, Newfield, Rowan, Rothman, someone I know to tell. Weinstein, that's you, right? Just to tell.
Yes.
Zellish. Okay. We're in the midst of trying to get an overview, a range of mitzvahs and isurim, particularly isurim, which have to do with taking someone's property, money, unjustly. And we went through a number of those last time. We'll start with trying to complete that labor today. Hopefully to begin getting into the sugya, things which are nismayit, some kefil, that's done today. One of the lavim we did not touch on, it's in Kiseitse. The two halves teach the psukim, the first of which defines and delineates the zchus of a poel to eat from that with which he's working. Second is that the surfeit to take from beyond the meat, his consumption while he's working, that's a lav. The first part, there's a discussion in Mobam Sevet Sadik Beis as to whether this is the equivalent of Meshuch Geveka, Zachu, Shemai Moich, Echelom, or me from the Baili. This is something which the Torah has given this right to a poel, the mafkir, so to speak, the person who's eating it. Or there's something which is he gets from the Bailim, there must be enough convenience over there. Our primary concern is not with the basis on which he does get it, but the Issa with regard to the surfeit. Pasuk says that it's asked to take, kechelos titen, or chavsh netanif. And what if a person does it? There with this law. great excuse for him. לכן פועל שהוליך בידו במה שעשה, שלקח משג יתר אכילתו, נותן לאחים עובר בלו, תעשו ותרחל לו תיתן, ואין לו כן שני להבנה, שמחל הוליך חייב לשלם. דיסטולב, דאם סייבר דיסטולב. זה לא מנשן סבוד, אבל זו סייבר דיסטולב גנבן. חילוק סייז דבוין איז, דאם זה לא מנשן את זה. Of course, a certain point of view, you might say, what you don't have a right to, Mimela is injurious. Mimela is the needs of neighbor, exhaler, whatever it may be. Since the produce belongs basically to the baili, so you have a right to buy. Why are you working to eat that which you need while you're working? Anything beyond that, Mimela is the baili, we have no schus in it, it's the neighbor, exhaler. That presumably is what the Chinuch understands. Question is whether this is Mukhach the Psukim, Mukhach the Halacha. Chassid raises a question she raises in this context, but which comes up in another, mentioned perhaps comes in another context as well. How do we perceive this? Do we say that at your disposal, at a primary level, at disposal of the poil is the range of the produce. As much as he'll eat, he'll eat. And what if he'll eat a greater portion, he'll stuff himself. So this is the thing of Achila Gassa, Kenaf Shechos Avecho. But that probably is certainly just a limitation of the schus. Now it won't be allowed. So much, it's all at his disposal. And then there are Isurim within the context of what's his disposal. Or do you say, no, whatever is not included in the Heter remains outside the purview of the Heter. Mele, the Isur Gnevig Zele apply. Now what this may mean is that problem is not so much a problem with the nature of the lav as with the nature of the heter. How broad and how deep does the heter run? In this respect, it's conceivable. I don't say that it's necessarily so. It's conceivable that one doesn't need to relate to the issue of he's in the bottom of Mishamayim. If he eats in the Bailim, then there's more reason to assume that whatever right he was given, and then beyond that. If it's Mishamayim, then possibly the likelihood, the possibility that it's all been at his disposal increases, although it's still certainly not necessarily so. You can count a similar problem wherever the Torah was, where a person got certain rights in someone else's property, but within limits, but the limits define at the fundamental level the original rights, and anything which is not within those limits as if it never existed. Or what the limits are, an internal matter, but the basic framework of the fundamental heter remains. Maybe an analogy to this in the Gemara in Bava Metzia, which quotes Machlokes Chabad, the Chachamim, so in Yerushalmi as well, a couple of places, but without explanation. The Yerusha cites a case in which a person hired a behemoth or a wagon, makes a difference, a car, to be used in certain climatic conditions for which the behemoth of the car was suitable. He goes beyond that, he takes it to some other locale. The mission says, סוחר את החמור הוליכו בהר והוליכו בביקה, בביקה והוליכו בהר, ולזועס ומזועס המילין, same distance, ומתו חייו. Here, there's no distinction between whether it's Bahar or Bebika, the change itself. Later, the Mishnah says it depends whether what happens to the Behemah. If the Behemah tripped, or the Behemah had sunstroke, that of course depends where it is. Whatever, in connection with this, the Mishnah says, God, the Mishnah, 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 didn't act in accordance with the instructions of the Balabos, because the Balabos, you're a gaslin, then we chai bonson, there's all sugya, half an hour of Gemara, whether you say such a thing or not. But there's no explanation. The Chum apparently disagree. Presumably the explanation is, a man said, you hired a behemoth, and you hired it for a certain set of conditions. Anything which is not within that set of conditions is if you never hired it. Same manner as if you hire one behemoth and then you take instead another behemoth. So of course you hire. So you took a behemoth to go Bahar and you go Babiko, the reverse, Nikra Gaslin, with all the chivim that you have. Chum apparently disagree. The Chum apparently think that since you got B'kinyan Yischiris, the schiras at primary level is comprehensive. There are limitations within it. But the limitations don't make you a goslin. There may be other ramifications. May have a similar issue here. No, I just didn't mention that. Yeah. Now, later on in Pashki Seitzi, I've read the area in which the problem of Yesel comes up. I think I forgot to mention the few of the list which I gave you. You talked about the Sanim. He told Sikha B'Sadecha B'Shachatu Amar B'Sadeh Shikhe Toshub L'Kachto L'Gedu Amar L'Giyel Amani V'Hashub Kevur Seidecha תחמוד זיתך, לפייר אחריך, כי אז הוא אמר להגיע, כי לצוק עמך, לתורי לאחריך. All these cases that he's to take. So if a person is like a שיקחו פייר, מתנסנים, זה דבר למצווה מתנסנים. You say beyond that, taking them as gezel because you have no right to it, lost any. You have to get possibly contradictory messages. What end? Well, in Shabbos, from Yom with Aleph, bottom verse says, "Tanam Rabbi Shimon, Shvil Abad Dvarim Amrat Tov Lanich Peah B'Sof Sadehu." Strictly speaking, if you had mitzvah of peah, if you give a sliver, a slice, a part of your sadeh to an ani, regardless of where it's located. The question that Rabbi Shimon raises. Patz at the corner, is that crucial? So he says the four reasons why pay should be given at the end of the Sadeh. One is the Gesel Aniyim, then three other reasons. What's the one is the Gesel Aniyim? Shall you read Balabai Sab Nuya? Kmani Kopo Ania Rezu Peya. Bless the person. See that if it's not accessible, available to other Anim, so see an hour when no one's around, the Bimafrish pay it, tell his cousin and Ani to come take it, That's Gesalanim, we've got the other Aniyim. Let's go use the phrase Gesalanim, we've got such a case in which he ends up giving it to a Kaivyani. So he gives it to Aniyim, but he treats all the other Aniyim. That's Gesal, Oska Vechama, a person who takes it for himself, minus Aniyim, which is Maman Aniyim, Maman Hashem. It's certainly everyone needs to have Gesal. Vechuvah. But there are two considerations here to be examined. One is also Yechul Nefkuf Lamed with regard to Mazik Matnasim and the Skuna. What is Mazik them? Once the one is Pato, it's Mavin Shein L'Tevin and there's no designated Biden yet. You set it aside, you have a fish, it has to be given. But there's no individual Bailim, so it's your Mazik, your Pato. And one says, your Pato. But it does not say that it's Muto. Of course, it's arguable that in such case, the Chlevid is Gezel, but you won't have to return it. Gezel Hashavet, as well, the phrase appears to show me several contexts. Gezel, not of a particular Yochi, but of a community, Gezel Rabin, that too is defined as Gezel. Alright, so that maybe we can understand. But this problem which arises from another Gemara Chum, which raises a cloud over the question whether it was Gezel in a normal sense about the Sinai. Well, it says, Levi Zerah B'Kisha, planted in a certain place, Ra'ar V'Aniyim L'Mishkaleket. No Aniyim around, live the Savion, there's no Aniyim. Take the leket. So what should he do? Is it a couple of hours? Sheish it. Omar le'anim leket azov otam lo lovim lo lataleifim. It's not to be left for the birds, so what are the options? If an ani won't take it, it'll simply rot in the field, or we consume it animals. So that's the part of understanding. The Rambam said this halacha also in connection with another sugya. Sugya, the beginning of the Metzias, Sugya of Yishla Midas. Rambam has based on the Kuti Basalakuti, not on the base of Yush, but based on this halacha. יצאו המלאקטים שניים, ילאקטים שניים ילאקטו אחר המלאקטים הראשונים ויצאו, ואיזה שיעור. So it's an interesting situation here. Chatchila, either he was mafresh, he was afresh, like a shikra peya. Like a shikra peya is afresh, like a shikra is afresh. It's a natural phenomenon. And it's because of mamananim. If you take it as gezlanim, the nim went around, it reverts back to anybody could take it. It doesn't become that of the bayim again, but it's open to everybody. Apparently, that it is Mamun Anim, but the Mamun Anim is not grounded in Dina Mavar. The Mamun Anim is grounded in the mitzvah. The mitzvah is what tells you to give it to Anim. When the mitzvah is no longer in effect, the Bailis is Pekeh as well, anybody can take it. But it's an issue, you know, with regard to Mamun Anim, where the Mamun Anim part comes up. All right, that's where we're completing these halachas. Now we move on to central areas in the world of Chesh Mishpat, the Mamanis, and the two particularly that we have left. One is Lesach v'Lesisave, the other is Ribi Sinai Noe. Let me start with the second, then we'll get to the establishing story. There's a mark of Gemara Bar Metzia, which I've heard you. Someone asks, why do you need to have a separate lavin? Definitely, no, Ibis. You could have written it all, if you have written one or two of them. We've known all the halachas concerning taking somebody else's mamon. All the dinim ribis and the noy would have known as well. Then he explains why it was necessary, it was written. And in some respect, the answer is not as surprising as the original question. Master Nechanami could have learned Yezah for Ribis and Enoe, but we need a Pasuk Falonis Chasochir Kavish Chasochir, if you don't pay person's salary, that we need a Ribis and Enoe such a Pasuk, or the Yachtim is Schar, it was Lava Shnelav, and have another Pasuk. How does one to understand the Gemara's original question? I think we got the question at the subsequent discussion. Pasha says if a person takes ribis, oh, I know Elchoy is not even the love of Gesel. Why is the question? We discussed it last time, we'll come back to it again. Why Bissar Bekuvi is not discussing it? Is that that Gesel similar to Ribis. But of course, it's not you're able to each lav. You're able to the other lavin, anytime you do one, you do Ribis, Gesel, or no, you're able all three lavin. What the Gemara is saying is, in terms of the options which are available to the Torah, instead of defining and delimiting, creating a number of categories, you could have simply spoken in very general terms. I say, don't take money which is not yours, the company doesn't belong to you. I would have known Ribis, would have known Enoi, we would have known Gezel as well. But the bottom line, once the Torah did write separate lavin, so in a chinami, these are separate lavin. You don't have one umbrella lav. Semantically, as I mentioned last time, the term Gezel sometimes has this comprehensive meaning, any unjust taking of money which is not coming to you, which is not yours. But within the context we have over here, a specific plane, Gezel Echud, Ribis Echud, and Ne'el Echud. Now, not even the life of Ribis in the case of Gezel. That's self-evident. It's the life of Ribis, it's only with God to what? With love and Ribis supply? Talvoyere. Mechamem ki Ribis sol mit Rabbanon. Talvoyere. There's one ritual by Mitzir of Sam Rosa Vazayin assumes that Ribis can be more general, but the Pasha sol mit Gat Talvoyere. Oinoe is a Mechamem ki. One has Dvorim, but Mechamem ki. When the Gemara wanted to raise an issue with the Schiris included in Einoe, so the Gemara said, Schiris of Memkar Yeme. If you rent out an apartment to say, as if it's a temporary sale, because fundamentally you need this to be Mechel. There's a Midrash Shem say that with regard to Schiris Perilim, there's no halach of Einoe, because you're not selling anything. Ram disagrees with this. So if I know he's got to make a Ribis to get out of the way, he can't have that in ordinary case of Gezel. But the question has to be the other direction. Should one be able to have a Gezel, whether it's Ribis or whether it's a Noe? The Gilles Esther perhaps thought so. Rambam, which we know in a moment, says that there's a separate mitzvah of Hashavas Gez, Hashavas Ribis, Bechechi Chaimach. And he takes Rambam to task for not even listening to such a mitzvah. He lists the mitzvah which he thinks Rambam forgot. The last mitzvah Yudzayin, she said, "We don't see a Ribis, she got the Marachinu." עניין המצווה הזאת כי כשמנה נתעלם שלא לגזור אם גזלנו את סיבתנו שביתה גזילה just the Torah said don't גזל if you guys will be turned כמו שלא שביתה גזילה שגזל הוא מצווה תעשה that's the pay because you're paying a debt it's a nice a mitzvah למה אני תקלס את גמוס גזילה similarly the Ramas is over here came in Anishlo in Kechibi Mishrael אם לקחנו אותו ציווה אותנו להשיבו לנותן אף על פי שתלו לנו ברצון נפשו ולא גזור נאוך וגם כמצוות עשה בו ידע לתקרב את זה שהוא תרבית ראיתם מלכי הבחיר הכי חיימך that's the mitzvah so much as an analogy to Gezel it's the same pattern but it is not Gezel he gave it to you willingly so it's not Gezel But just as we got against the mitzvah Hashav, it's a mitzvah, we got the Ribi, so the mitzvah Hashav is a mitzvah. The Rambam doesn't count Hashav as Gezel as a mitzvah. Hashav is Ribi, so it's a mitzvah. He brings it, you have to return it. And he passes the Ribi to the Raisa, it could be mitzvah with Dayonim, Machleis HaMaroyim. But it's not a mitzvah. So Miguel Sester says, Nireli, כמה שלא מנעה הרב היה לפי שנכללת במצוות השבת הגזלה כמו שלא בא לגם כמצוות השבת העושק ומכל מקום אתה בחיבור הגדול בריא שיכול להוציא לו איתה שחייב להזירו אז הרב שלא מכוי בטוויטוין העושק וידעת כאן עשה במצווה here likewise and apparently because it's included under Gezel this issue is to whether It's not about Gezel and Ribis. These are dealt with the two separate planes. One is the plane of the lav. Lend the Ribis and take the Ribis. You don't take it as the Mishnah Gezel. If you lend the Ribis and take it, you have only Sigzel. Now this presumably would have, has to be dealt with in the concept we discussed last week. We got the Bachleis, the Chishnu Sharan, and Taisin Sanhedrin, but they got the Gezel, if there could be Gezel, where the money is given willingly. Sacha Bekuvius, the taste of Sacha Bekuvius is a Kaslan. He's able to see, so he's not insulated because he doesn't realize it. Mishran says, it's not Xenu because he gave it to you willingly. So according to the Chidush HaRan, it's not Xenu altogether, but he said, why is it not a Sigzin and Ribis? And the Ramban expressed himself in that little shtick that I just read, that he gave it to Virotzim and Logzalu. But according to Tesis, that even if the money is given willingly, as the case of Sacha Bekuvia, that there is a level of sixel, so why should the devil be ribis and clean the sixel? Shemi will tell me that he does. So we should end of his own Esher. Mishnah lists all the surim that they were. Eleven Valet Tassamal, the Valet Yor, Vaidim, Achav Afa Sefer. Ovri Mishum Latitain, Mishwati Yerbi Tonev Shom et Arbis, Mishwati Yerbi Tonev Shom et Arbis, Mishwati Yerbi Tonev Shom et all of this to Eivor. That's mentioned as Sixer, apparently it's not a Sixer.
Why not?
So I think two answers can be suggested. One is that the analogy to the Mitzvah B'Kuvia is an incorrect analogy. Mitzvah B'Kuvia, the money is given willingly in a sense, but it's given on the basis of a choice. He thinks that you're zikr of the money, redeem, the rules of the game determine. So he gives. You didn't take it by force. He plays the game, and he thinks he's bound with the rules of the game. But if he knew that that's not the case, he wouldn't give. So he takes things, Zahra B'Kuvi could be Kes of Gesel. In Ribis, he may very well know that there's a lot of Zanisa. Lav of Ribis leaves that question of Gesel. But he gives the money not based on any error. It's a cold calculation because he figures a bar for you at 10%, the rest of the stock market will make 20%. That perhaps is not related to Sacha Bekuvia. Or, what is perhaps more likely, maybe with Gata Alvoe, it's not a moment of Gezel because were it not for the Isser of Ribis, it could be coming to him. We're accustomed to thinking if you borrow a dollar, you pay a dollar. But in Mechamemke, we don't have such ideas. In Mechamemke, there's no fixed price for a commodity. So if you want me to treat the money, it's a commodity also. So normally, the price of money is you get a dollar, you pay back a dollar. But perhaps as with the Schiris, it is subject, or Mikramemke is subject to the determination of the Tut Stadim, whatever price they agree upon. In Alvoy too, if they agree, Alvoy be 100, Alvoy be 520, so Alvoy is 520. He pays 120, not 100. It takes care of the whole Alvoy, and the rest he gives you whatever he gives. Alvoy itself, that's the going rate, and that's what he pays. So one issue is whether the Zisa of Gesel with got the Ribis. An affiliated issue, that which Hashem raised with regard to the Nevamah side of it, leaving aside the question of the Isa. Isa has to do with the Maisa Aveira. Is he able to see it or not? Is the Malva kind of the money? Is the kind of the Ribis? Here are the number of Rishenim and Achrenim who say that yes, base themselves on the number of rights. Rabbi says as follows. It's not a matter of ribis. If they die, the Yoshua will have to return. So we got this learning, there's one discussion about ribis and another discussion. The other one about ribis, the Gemara says, Bava Tzir, so amazing, Bava Kamer says, look. The Gemara says, they don't have to return it, because the whole chiyuv of a Shabbos ribis is mechei chicha imach. Lenditei az rachmane, libnero lo az rachmane. You have more of a camera in front of you, you can see it. Kufi Beis. Shazu Khadir Dunstar, be there. Hadolik Hech, the Nechi by the dog. The day commands in Rahman and Rebbe was Rahman. The question is if you assume that the Marvel Brief is not kind, so how can Yerusha be kind? How can Yerusha be Yarsha more than the Meir Shad? So if you say basically the Meir Ish, the Marvel Brief is the Zeke of the money. He has a chiyuv to be turned. So chiyuv devours upon him because he was the Balva, and not upon his Yerush. But if you assume that it wasn't Zeche at all, how could the Yerush get more? The Lechua the Reis as well. The Gemara says of Sabachei, the Metzia, Haimad Rasike, Arboy Zuzi, the Rebbe of Chavre, Yoiv Leglim of Gavayu, Kivavkim Yarboy of Kinmin, Leglim of Kinmin. Rob Am Aglim of Kinmin, my time we care for the day, we glim of the Sakoi, glim of the Rebbe. It was a very simple thing. Person borrowed money, paid back the Kerr, didn't pay the Ribis. The Malva didn't get the Ribis. Takes his jacket. It's not clear in the Gemara what he takes with the Bezdin, because maybe Bezdin probably should not be graver. He sees it on his own, he asks him for it. Yeah, but he has to leave his jacket. And I asked him, can't you see Shabbos Ribis? What does he return? Does he return the jacket? Or does he return the money? The equivalent of Ribis. First of all, Robert, but at the secondary level, Robert thinks that. That you can return, that you have to return the jacket. People see more kivan in the jacket, shouldn't remind themselves that that's the jacket he got the ribis. But at a fundamental level, apparently, they could. If we define this guest that he's not kainer, I have to get the jacket. The number was showing him. Shuvin the Rivash about this. Says if a person receives ribis, if a person guzzles something and before he uses the shoes, the mechadash nish with gezel. He says, I'm a kudish because money is not used. However, with regard to ribis, אבל ודאי אפילו בריבית גבורה, אם כבר פרטו לו וחזר וקידשה במקודשת, למרות את הריבית שפרם לווה למלווה, קנהו לגמרי וממון גמור הם לו, ושיש לו חובה להחזירו, ובית אם מוציאים ממנו, אם מת, אין בנו חייבים להחזיר, אלא דבר מסוים בכבוד אביהם. זה באמת שואב באמת כלל. במציע, גיין דרשבו, אמר סמך בייס, speak a similar language. Rosh also in this similar vein. Yeah. Rosh was a big say, except for Dayanin, if you collected Ribis, the peasant, can we gave it back? The Stavri, the Lavi, the Seba Dayanin, the Redded, the Chassaf, for it's not Shubin the Chossim, you can't collect the Chossim, the Shubitzva Lachzir, it's not like Yezer, Mazik, Havoy, we heard the Chossim. אז שום מצווה להחזיר מנכסים חייר רימח, מצווה תעשה כופין את הדוד השני יצא נפשו, להאמין בכתובות, etc. אז אם כמפל עוד מקיים למצווה. היו מזרעי פנקטנים, וזיושים. וכי דמות דלק על מצווה תעשה של חייר רימח, כפיית המצווה היא כה, ולא ידע חסר ולהכה. כמפל עוד מקיים למצווה, כי הם קרבים לחוסר. The Rav is going to be broken. In this day, this Reformed Senator was available. He was very, very troubled by the possibility that there's an Issa allowed to take Ribis, and according to the Reformed Keeper, it was a kind of an issue. He assumed that you kind of, I think what got the Irish, so he said, you kind of, subject to Chiyuv HaShoveh. What is the Chiyuv HaShoveh? You can't be Kaina. You can't be, it's yours, it's a mitzvah. So, well, he said, the Yoshim have no mitzvah, so maybe the Kaina. The Meirish has a mitzvah. The mitzvah doesn't become just a mitzvah like eating matzah. The mitzvah is to return the moment, and maybe the mitzvah to return the moment adversely affects your bailus. That's what he assumed. But it's clear that the Rashba and the Ritva and the Rivosh understood differently. But I just mentioned this as a footnote. I just got the Ribis. Whether it's the Ritva or whether it's the Kenyan in what you get. One thing I am assuming, and in other respects, I just mentioned the issue. Certain applications, I won't go into details, which possibly present the love of Libis in a somewhat different character. The love of Libis is the Kiras Avamin. The question is whether you ever listen to and whether you have to keep the moment or not. It's conceivable that these of Ribis may have a different character as well. But in order to elaborate this point, I have to start with Inoya. What's these of Inoya? Forget the Lavim. Lavim. When I spoke in the volume, took him in Vayikra, and it's a love which presumably also relates to Mammon. Inoya, which should have been coupled with Yezel and Ribis. If you knew about Ribis and Inoya, you would know that Yezel is also awesome. Consequently, the issue which came about with Ribis comes up over here as well. To what extent is I know if you take it more than you, it's coming to you, you have a lesigzel. Is the same issue as Ribis? Either with regard to the initial taking of the additional sum, or with regard to the Chiyuv HaShoveh. Gemara speaks of Chiyuv HaShoveh of Inoya. In certain cases in which the sale is valid, but the money that you took excessively, you have to return. Nowhere does the Gemara mention what's the mug of the Chiyuv to return. Now, one possibility is V'chei Chiyimach, that after Ribis. You have to see to it that build an economy which is based on the principle of justice. Comedy, or whatever contravenes that, it's kind of chichichimach. That's a possibility, and there's something in the Rambam which possibly opens the door to such a possibility. The Gemara in Babasla talks about price gouging, so according to the market, etc. The Rambam quotes that Gemara as follows. Person jacks up prices. He corners the market and then he charges whatever the market will bear. What is that with Malve Beribis? So it depends how you take the cuff. Covers being in it's equal or analogous, similar. The Sma, Shura thinks in Rishla as well, the Sma says, it's Gavav of Ribis, just as we got the Ribis as an Isid, as a Mitzchah Chirimach. If you don't return it, you have the asset. Here, if you quarter the market, and therefore cause consumers to lose, that's also come up with also what's counted with Chechichimach. Chechichimach is a more comprehensive mitzvah. It could be that the Torah would know the same reason, like the Baal HaBeribis. But Yeshua was fell with this issue, assumes that the Chiyuv HaShoveh Senoe is the Chiyuv HaShoveh Gezel. A similar problem here with regard to HaShoveh Senoe as we had with regard to HaShoveh Sribis, but it's Ramban and Megillat Esther. We have a remarkable thing with regard to Oinoi. Rambam, to which I refer you, explains that the Nisar Vaidas Mamre Nes Tavarim, taunting a person, teasing him, aggravating him, paining him emotionally, psychologically. So he talks about a Nes Mamre Nes Tavarim, Kishem, Pakidadach Mezik, Kishem Sholiyab, Mikromemkir, כך בכי שונאה בדברים שלא דוי שאתה מיטוב ילד בלגרן ישם זה עונאיה דברים. They use examples how you taunt a person. They says הלו ותסבור כל המענה את הגר בימי ממום בימי דברים either in ממן או in דברים או בימי שלוי של אבי שנאמר בגר לא תונה זה עונאיה דברים ולא תחצב זה עונאיה את ממון אבל למדת שכל המענה את הגר בימי שלוי של אבי is the general Issa of any to be a man, any Jew. The remarkable question comes up, and Rambam asks it. Imagine a person eats chazal and eats nevela. So when you say zeva nisa or chazal nisa nevela, he's man of a moment. He was not man of a dvorim. So why should we ever learn his dvorim? If he was man of once a moment and once a dvorim, then his moment is only his dvorim. Rambam says, no. For a nice moment alone, he's ever three lavin, man of the gear, and for his dvorim alone, three lavin. It's like saying a person eats chazal, is able to love in the veil, he's able to love in chazal. How can it be? So the Rambam was troubled by this. Mipnima over begeir, alav shol ne'ad dvarim, af ba ne'ad mamon, alav shol ne'ad mamon, af ba ne'ad dvarim. Ne'ad shol tziyo chatu, et shneem b'lshon ne'ad stam, v'chofal lavin begeir, b'shneem dvarim b'firush, honestly, it's difficult to understand. The gist of it is clear. Since the Atel uses a generic term, the Pesukim don't mention Momen and Dvorim. Chazal Darshan, one possible Momen was with Dvorim. Atel uses a generic term, Altonu, in both cases. So we take it as the two separate Pesukim which deal with Einoi. If the only two separate Pesukim, if the two separate Pesukim deal with the same phenomenon, I'm going to only count it as one love. But here it's the strangest, two separate phenomena to become separate lavin. Since the same verb is used in both cases, so both lavin apply to either of the two phenomena. It is a difficult explanation. One thing is clear. If you can be able to the love of Nais Dvarim, the love of Nais Momin, and vice versa, Yisa fundamentally is in the general category, which then is a certain species. But it's not an Yisa where the Kiras moment. Basically, it's a love of seizing money, but seizing under certain circumstances. How can you be able for it? Because you taunt him and aggravate him. You see, according to the Rambam, Yisa by Noah is reflected by the verb, it's basically the Issa paining him. And you paint a person in various ways. One way of paining him by taunting him. Another way of paining him is by extorting money from him. But the basic Issa is the pain. With its varieties. The moment you say that the general Issa is the pain, this variety, that variety, it's easier, it's still problematic, but it's easier to transfer from one love to another love. These are both under the common category of painting a person, be mad. One could raise a similar question with regard to Ribis. won't go into the details, but it's the best possibility. The Gemara is the true triad, the Gemara Samech Aleph, Ribis, Einoah, and Gezel. Now, Gezel, this is the Kichas moment, that's for sure. Einoah, according to Ram Wiesel, is causing the pain. Painting him through certain instrumentalities. Ribis is up in the air. Ribis is taking the money, or it's the pressure which is involved in the whole loan, the whole hold him at the throat and take extortionate prices. You have to bear in mind, when we speak of halvoya, this is part of the problem we have got that teriska l'mineyem. We speak, experience halvoya, generally speaking, circumstances totally different from those which are envisioned in the Torah, vision by Chazal. But the version of the psukim is, in case the Talmud is Sami Soni Imach. Who borrows money? Why should everybody borrow money? Person's in distress. He can't pay his bills, he can't buy groceries, whatever he needs. So he goes to the borrower's money. Today, of course, most people don't borrow money because they're in distress. They borrow money, they want to invest, they want to take cruises around the world, they walk around the water credit cards, they borrow and borrow and borrow. But the circumstances which Peel speaks of, it's only more. Oh. So it's possible to think the categories with regard to Ribis is somewhat similar to Einoah. These are paying him through taking the money, not necessarily so much the money itself, the money is a means of the anguish. But you admit I have a problem. The two psukim with regard to Ribis in the Torah. One is Parshas Kiseitse. תשיך לאחיך נשך כסף, נשך אוכל, נשך עוד דבר שיישך. אחי, תשיך לו, תשיך. מה אני רואה לך? שבקר הוא לא יש לך לעשות שזה בשם על אשתה. He no mention is made, whether he's wealthy, whether he's poor. תשיך לאחיך. פרשין בהר, ימוך אחיך יקלפסס ומטה ידו ימח וחזקת בו גר ותושב וחיימך אל תיקח מאיתו נשך ותרבית יראית מאלוקיך וחי אחיך ימח. Here the context is first become impoverished, no longer financially stable, אל תיקח מאיתו. The question obviously arises, why the two parashas? Is there a difference between them? Shulchan Aruch, the first sif in Hilchos Ribis, needs to take Ribis not only from poor men, from both the men too. But there was a Rav Amina, there should be a difference. Later, this parsha. The parshas themselves, I have a simple solution, But I have a problem with that solution with the Gemara, and I don't know what to do with it. In terms of the verbs that are employed, the Parsha in Bahar says, Al tikach miton eshech v'tarbit. Don't take. Pasuk in Kiseitze, v'tashich la'achicha. Don't bite. Now the Gemara is using the term tashich in another context. Don't cause him to be an eshech. That's nisa on the levit. Don't pay ribis, because you'll make him into a no-sheikh. But Namur Rishenim, instead of the Pasuk Kipshutai, Tashir Lachichat refers to the Malveh. If it refers to the Malveh, so we have two verbs, one is Taltikach, one is Latashik. I take it, how to define the question, there's an Altikach and Altashik. Altikach is simply taking the excess money. Latashich is the pound of flesh. And possibly, if you have this process of no sheikh biting into him, that's also with regard to a gvirim as well. That's the element of extortion. That's the Parshin Giseitze. If it's Altikach without being mashich, then that's only from Aniyim, that's the Parsha in Bahar. If that were the case, then the other question I raised before is the Esau, basically Esau taking the money and Esau paying him. So there are two Parshas. If the guy to an Oni, simply they're taking the money. If the guy to someone's not an Oni, Esau isn't a painting, but painting through taking these. This, I thought, could be a viable way to stay. The problem is the Gemara in when we see the beginning of the parak of Samach and Beis, the Gemara there says Nesher and Tarbis is basically the same thing, but the Pasuk, the appellative Sukkim, is also B'Shnei Lavi. So what that same thing is, whether it's taking the money or causing the aggravation, maybe it's taking the money. But there is a sheet of Rambam, one of Sarvav, some of Zayin, and Babitzi, which I will go into now, which would appear that even if you're not taking money, but the aggravation itself is also these things. But anyway, I raised the question. So Ribis Gezer Lenoi, the triad of the Gemara in the Samach Beis, could have been all in Isla taking money, which is not coming to you. Then it's subdivided. As I've said, you have these ribis, you don't get no vice versa. However, the nature of the surim, maybe they assume similar, all involve taking money under different circumstances, or that Esau gets basically taking money. I know it perhaps is the pain caused through the taking of the money, and that the ribis still was an open question. Alright, we still have to deal with the Sakhmei and Lo Si Sabe.
What do you mean when we say Lava or Lava Shnei Lava? What consequences does it have? Just in terms of Yisurim that someone violates, Malchus, is it a way of saying that the Isser is a worse than a regular Lava?
The Rambam took us to the Vapash Lava Mishilavi means that it's a more severe Yisur, but the Lavin and Malchus said it was only one. What it means is, if a mother tells a child to brush his teeth, she tells him once and he doesn't listen, it's one thing. She tells him five times, he doesn't listen. It's the same message. But of course, in terms of countermanding what the mother wants him to do, it's more serious the more times it's been said. If you have separate psukim which repeat the same isel, of course, some shame you get double malchus. Ochel patisa, go on makis and psachim. Certain, if you eat certain shalatsev, shalatsamayim, you're able 4 lavim, 5 lavim, 6 lavim. the Rambam, who held that Ribuy Arabi, Ribuy Apsukim, Ribuy Tzivuyim doesn't entail additional Isurim, additional Abim. So Rambam was driven into a corner, and he said that each of the six different categories, and you have a certain kind of insect which combines within itself all six characteristics. But usually, means that it's that much more serious. Here we have two questions. One is the internal distinction of the Sakhar Lissisabe, and the second is the relationship to the Sakhar, and again, Lissisabe. Let's start with the second issue. And I'll start with the more radical sheet. Mo says that people think, what we say if you have in the base, people think that Lasakhme, you're not even alive if you pay the money. Lasakhme is if you don't pay the money. So they say, so that's what people think. Say that, but if they have the case, you'd be able to see them. So why the Sachmet? So this says, this comes back to Rafi's question. But here, this text talks about what people think and misconstrue. They explain the Avamina, but it's an Edlin that they says that they is. It's not what people think, but it's not even them, it's like that. Well, then if you, the fact that you've wiped the Sakhmet off the books, the Sakhmet is simply a repetition of the six that doesn't exist in a different category. There is such a day in Tesis. The day is so difficult in terms of the Gemaras. Also difficult to understand simply in terms of common sense, the common sense of justice. So what does it mean if someone has an object and I pressure him or coerce him, give me the object, but I give him the money, the equivalent. So I'm not even, he says, there's no lab that I said, that's mutum that I said to do. So I presume, Mr. Tami, that you're even Rav Sach Kamecha, Yashav HaTov, because one day in Tesis, there's no specific Issa for doing that. Let's Tesis assume that a Sach made is with his consent. But what says, the Pashto, the Gemara Sanhedrin over there is, that a Sach was without his consent. I said, one thing it tastes at any rate that a Sachmed is simply it's coincident and synonymous with a Sigzel. So there is no separate Sachmed. Other Hashem disagreed. But this joined and disagreeing with Tesis, disagreeing between themselves, what the Hayyad of the Sachmed is Sigzel. You regard the Rabbah as the Chayyad. First, as an object, then you're desperate to acquire the object. He's not too anxious to sell. So you begin to pressure him. You send him delegations, you talk to his Rebbe, you talk to his wife, you talk to his stockbroker. And finally, he sells. So obviously, even if you gave him not only a fair price, but an excessive price, you're even only sachmet. The Rambam does not indicate whether the person sold willingly. Because one says depression. Chatrin didn't want to sell. But he sold after all these people came to the gym. Then you're able and not able. The Rebbe says, "Lo ma rotzani." If he says rotzani, according to the Rebbe, there's no lesachme. Even though he got to say rotzani by pressure. And I say not the pressure of kofin, I say, but pressure arm twisting. The Rebbe doesn't distinguish. That's one point. The Rav goes on, Bein lo kin alav zev neshim bo maaseh. Bein ove b'alav zev chika achivet shechamad, kinyan sheneemar, lo tachmod kezo lem lakachta la chivut sheyesh bo maaseh. So Rav says two additional statements. No one is no malchus in be maaseh. Yes, he was chivut ha-shlumin. He said, he was in be maaseh. Yes, he David and Tashlumin. Here is no Malkis because they were mice. Is he not evil unless he took the option? David asks, why is there no Malkis? Ram should have said that you have to pay. So it's Klashi Tashlumin, is no Malkis. But it's Yeshua mice. The various strands in the Rambam Dravid here come together. The Rambam has 3 points to be noted. One point, he does not differentiate Reitzani and Reitzani. Without Reitzani, also Yerayv. Number two, it's Rav Shein B'maise. And number three, he says, you're not able unless you take the object. What is the impression conveyed by all three? Got the conceptual definition of lisachme. What do you say? Yes?
Pressure you're putting on someone else. The pressure you're putting on someone else is the avera, but the pressure is only significant that leads to action of the other party.
Yeah, but a little sharper. But Adam says, you're not able unless you took. So would it say anywhere if somebody eats chametz on Pesach, you're not able unless you ate? Yes?
So
he's
saying that's not the
Isra
is not
the lakicha,
that's the
shear. Exactly. What Adam says, what he's saying is, there's the conditions, the tnai that you take. The chibud, the Rav says, has the chibud sheish b'maise. That's the lead to taking. But the lav is the chibud. The maise is the tnai. If it doesn't bear fruit, and nothing happens as a result, the person doesn't lose their money, so you're not able. But the isa isn't the chibud, and the desire. The matter what he says, reitzani is this, the reitzani is irrelevant. Reitzani can bail you out if the isa isn't the lekiche. The kicha is in the chimud, but the mice is the tnai is fulfilled by even if he says reitzani as well. One might have said, no, if he says reitzani, so it's not it's defined as a mice. But it makes sense that if the isa is in the kicha, he says reitzani gives it to you willingly, even though that was preceded by pressure, you're not able. But if the Issa is in this whole plan, this whole plot, this whole campaign, even if the campaign is crowned by he's given to you willingly, but the campaign is there. Likewise, the God said, whether Malchus or not Malchus, the Yeshua Maise. If the Issa is in the Chimud is aimed by Maise. To some extent, it's plotting and the planning, but even in terms of the waging, wage a campaign, where do you put your finger? Where's the maise? Maise be soon fixed by Avela defined. Wage a campaign, here you called, made a phone call, here you made an implicit threat. There's nothing to put your finger on. But according to the Rav said, Ramai Shakur Mizer, this was the Lakir. What do you want to add? Yeah, okay. Yeah. There might be some issue with the definition of Maise. Maybe Maise, if what needs to be a Maise, it has to be the lab itself or anything around it, but I won't get involved in that. I think the point I made before is clear. One thing does seem to me, I don't know, I'm not sure according to the Rav what it would be. I've said that if he says Reitze Ani, that still it's Chibuch Yesh B'Maisin Yoiva. But this could mean two scenarios. One is we maintain a campaign of pressure, and the pressure is maintained till the end. And he sells them the pressure. But you give him a very good price, he's still reluctant, he doesn't want to sell. The other is another very different scenario where initially you give him a fair market price, just like premium of the market price. And then you begin, and he doesn't want to sell. So you tell him, I'll give you such a price, he won't be able to refuse. And you tempt him with the additional price. But then once you've tempted him and he doesn't resist the temptation, by the time you get him out of the sale, he's happy. He's anxious. He never thought he'd see such a bundle. Can't imagine that then you're able to sachmed. That I think is out of Chibu Chamber Mice, I think. All right, so we are going to one day in Tesis that a sachmed is only without giving money, and therefore it's a double for the sigzel. That the Rambam and Rai both disagree upon, even if you give money, but what the nature of these, so there they disagree. Now there's a comment, La Velosi Sabe. Here's the news of Shed Yubus Achrenus. Sukim in Yisrael says Le Sachmei. Sukim in Baschana and Sele Sisabe.
Distinction.
The Rambam quotes Chazanim Chazal, but Chazal says a little bit different. The bright and Mechilta. המתאב בביתו אשתו חייב שחברו יצא במשל דור שאין לו דותן ממנו כיוון שחשב בליבו איך יקנה דבר זה ונפתה בליבו דבר עובר ולא תעשה שלמלא תתאווה ואין תאווה אלא בלי בלבד התאווה מביא לידי חימוד ומביא לידי גזל שאם לא רצו הבעלים למכור בשחרגה לבן דמים וציברי מבוא לידי גזל וחמדו בתים וגזלו אבל אמרת, מסכים, שהמתאבה עובר בלב אחד,
וקונה דבר שהתאבע בהפצר שצריך בעלי ולקשר ברבה ושני להבין כך למה לא צריך לתחמר ולתיסה וגוזר בשלוש שלב My understanding was that the Chizda says that the Mitzvah is independent of Chibud. More lovers. And that the Mitzvah leads to the Chibud. It's also the Mechilta. But one could understand there, not what the Ram has over here. The Ram, of course, the Rav Leis Yisabe, he does not differentiate radical Leis Yisabe from Leis Sachma. Says Leisachmoid is wage a campaign and you take it. Leisisave is if you plot a campaign. You want to share break it about seven. If there be above the bar, Babalotas. I think one could understand, but by instead of the Bechilta, Leisisave has nothing to do with the campaign and not a campaign. The sub is merely simply the passionate desire per se. The envy is passionate desire. It could be the Rambam was confronted with Ibn Ezra's problem. Ibn Ezra asks, how can you tell a person not to want? It's such a natural thing. He sees a beautiful house, he sees a beautiful woman, so he wants. So he says, though he has to habituate himself, train himself, that it doesn't occur to him he's going to marry a queen, a princess, shouldn't occur to him he's going to marry some local neighbor's wife. But maybe the Rambam didn't extend the rest, but he was concerned, like this, the type itself is something which is not controllable. So he says, if it's just he has the type itself, it's not over yet, but not the plan, the plot, the way to think of a campaign, that is controllable. But it's a severe limitation. Pastor Bechilta, I think, would not suggest. All right, this is more or less exhaustive list that we had. Let's just get a brief start. Let's start with the Mishnah. He goes from the Gruber. He goes from the Tzil. He goes from the Tzil. You're Gruber.
I'm
Gruber. That's right. Okay. So it starts from Gruber. What the Mishnah says is that with regard to kefir, everything is included. Baba Chamisha is very, very limited. With Baba Chamisha, the limitation of Tvicha and Mechira is of a different order. Tvicha, the Echativtze is only possible Doshe Shvura Chaim. Mechira could be anything. So maybe we could have to relate to the Gemara. We get to it. Is there some correlation between Tvicha and Mechira? Do you say that the two have to be applied to the same objects or not? Alright. Go to the Gemara. Teta is Gaim. We'll leave it for the more time being. Menai Mi Ritana Rabbanon. Menai Mi Ritana
Rabbanon. Al kol bar pesha klal al shor al chamor al sev al sama prat al kol abida chazur bekolo Val Paruklav, Yantadan Elkin Aprat, Ma Prat Mufurish Abraham Taltel, the Gupo Mamma, Av Kold Abraham Taltel, the Gupo Mamma. Yatu Karkos, Shane Metaltelin, Yatu Abadim Shahukshi Karkos, Yatu Staros, Shafa Pisha Metaltelin, Ain Gupon Mamma. Yatu Hektish, Raves.
This is the Pizu Klal Pratuklal. General mode of Yalfusa the Gemar. What says number of places, Machoisa Tanoim, whether you dash in Klal Pratuklal, you dash more as a boy immunity. Klal Pratuklal means that you need certain characteristics. Halacha applies only things which are similar in certain characteristics to those which are in the party. There are Tanoim who didn't darshan this, and who say it includes everything, but let's say specific miyutim. So everything you want to be memayit requires a separate dependent miyut. It's not that you have a sort of a subclass which needs to conform to which other things need to conform. Everything is included except very specific beauty. With regard to this, the Gemara talks about it, the Kufi Zayin in Baba Kavya, we'll see next time. And these halachas of Klal Pratu Klal, and these mutim, you have a number of contexts, the Mishnah Shavuos, the Mishnah Bavitzir, the law of range of areas. Or the similar Klal Pratu Klal. What do we have in the Mishnah Shavuos? So there's no Shavuos. Not the Shavuos Kefir, not the Shavuos Advehei. No parsha of Shemrim. That's the list of them directly. Yodosh Yishbay Dali Havana Shtad Vakoyes Vakdei Shiris Ein Ben Tashkulim HaKefer V'Tashkulim HaBoy V'Chamisha Shemechir V'Elijah V'Sechon HaMeshalem. All of these things are excluded. All these halachas. Yes. Okay. And these are similar halachas. Let's assume for the time being that there's total coordination between them, and the same things which are defined as karkoyes, the same for all one area, the same in another area. We only smite together. This is a problem. One problem got the karkois, another problem got the shtoris. What's the problem with the karkois? In Tema,
Kima David and Mishmo, Kedemin and Parakazo, Kepa played the Indham Kepa between Tanaskana, the Lom Shalim El Bishmo. The Lekalamemer did Srich the Kopets Vinishba Bakos El Kama Muchach, the Lomashalim, Elam Kane Bezin Mashminosa Vishlomar, the Itzrich Lehecha de Nishvai de Gilbo, the Snan Zoka and Hassan Shisha Machrayas and the Hassan Kule, the Shavale. Me, with you, my Damaskin and the Kaman, I called Ribui who me the Lok Siv Hani Prati Gabikasa Pekalu. So you're like the Kepa Lushua Hakol Echad Nicha, the Lek Elchad Prol Shrabai.
Right, so there's a problem with regard to Karkois that it's no Kepa because there's no Shavua. So this has a solution for the Shavua, namely the Thrill of the Gilgul. Is there another problem with regard to Kepa? With regard to Tenis Ganon? Who is the Lord Titan is going to reply? To whom does it apply? Who is chayav to enter as ganav? What?
Ashomer.
Ashomer. No. Is the shmir of the Atika Kores? General presumption is that no. That's the Mishnah Meshuah Shakur previously. Then he goes on to say, "Ever the shulkev the shuvah bava hamisha, shebechinu and yishuv the sechon and mishala." So shuvasach with regard to sada doesn't pay. That's not a new shvur. That's chiyuv shaymin. So how do you have teiter as ganev? Leaving aside issue shvur, which can be resolved in the shvur de gildu. But he's not a shamer, he's not a shamer, he's not a captain, he's got them all together. The pressure that's conveyed is perhaps there is a status of shamerim with regard to karkois. Here we deal with a famous Chayis Ramana de Rishayim. The Mishnah says, Shebechinim in a Nishba is a Sochei in a Mishala. What is the Mishnah Shavu with God Hashem Bechinam and Tashu with God Hashem Mishachim? Men of Hashem raised this issue. They said, well, because usually Shevachinim is usually Nishba, because he only pays his pshi is not a common thing. So Mele, he's saying, he talks about Shavuah. Shemesacha, usually, when he's asked questions of Tashlumin, they don't talk about Tashlumin. But there's no reason in the friendship between them. However, the Rambam, does differentiate. The Makir is the Rimigash in Shavuah is the Mishnah Min Beis. The Rabbi said, "Loch Gimel, Yireli, Shim Pashash, Shomer, Bavadim Chayot Sebu, and Chayav Leshalei. Shelo Patu, Bavadim Bekakot Ushtarot, and Medig Neva, Bavidah Omei, the Chayot Sebu. Shomer, Shomer, Chilam, Amitatli, Medig Nevu, Avdu, Yishava, Bavadim Bekakot Ushtarot, Patu, Beshua. Chel, Meshomer, Secha, Shim Shalei, Neva, Bavidah, Amitatli, Patu, Bemitatli, Patu, Beshalim, Beilu. אבל אם פשע בחייו לשלם, כל הפשע הם עסיקו, ואין הפרש בדין המזיקה, ודין המזיק מתארטלי. בדין האמת הוא זה לה בדיבינים, חייו הולדו. מה זה רמם סייר? רמם סייר, אם שייו חייבי שומרים, זה מיעוט. רמם thinks that פשע is a form of מזיק. אם מזיק קרקע יפוטו? חיים. Mele, he says, if one of them was a pesher, shebechinam or shebesachis is that material, he'll have to pay. Fine. Both Shem disagree. We can disagree with the Rambam, but the Rambam for two reasons. David says, as long as Sagi that we're going to announce, Vein Poshe Mazik, Shimayakin, Shiababailim Rama Patu, and the Shem Poshe the Mera Mazik. He says, Gemara says, the Lach of Abailim. A person became Mishemel at the same time he became Mishemel, so he received. He also had the Barak Kodin in his employee, either his employee, literally as his employee, or service given at that point in some capacity, even giving him a cup of tea. At the time of the Shemila, that's what happened. So he put him. So Ravid says, but if is Kemazik, so Mazik Babaylim, he assumes that the Pasha is certainly Chayim. So that will be Mazik Babaylim. So if she Babaylim is Potter, Kochenu, the Pasha is not Kemazik. That's what the Ravid says. Tesubah Mitzir also says Chedek at the Rambam, not to mention it by name. Rambam is mentioned very rarely in Tesubah. But he gives a different rationale. These things, Kakoy Shtores Avodim, are not included in that parsha. Is it related to them? No such parsha was written. The whole concept of Shmira doesn't apply to them. And therefore, what does it mean? Who is Peshe Kemazik? If I'm Peshe in your property and I see a flood coming, or I see a thief trying to steal it, or a dog trying to enter, and I look the other way, I don't want to bother. So do I have to pay? Who has to pay Peshe Kemazik? Who has to pay? Someone is what? No? If a stranger is pursuing somebody else's property, does he have to pay? Because he didn't. He has to be a shomer. Shomer has responsibility to the bailim. If he doesn't fulfill the responsibility, he has to pay. With regard to a shomer, given his status in his life and his liabilities and responsibilities, a shomer, pshia for him is the equivalent of mazik. Someone is not a shomer, so maybe he's able to meet the shomer saveide, the samarat amriacha. He said he doesn't have to pay. What does Taisus say? Taisus says, without getting involved in the question of pshia for mazik, forget about pshia for mazik. Let's say pshia is kemazik. But the God to these things is if you're not a shema. There's no such parsha of shema with regard to them. So we have as follows. The Rambam with things that shtos avodim kakoyis, you have to pay b'shpei kemazik. The Ravid who says you don't have b'shpei is not kemazik. And Tosfos who says irrespective of b'shpei kemazik or not, you don't have to pay because you're not a shema. But if the Ravid and Tosfos disagree with them for two different reasons. But the Rambam who says you do pay, clearly argues both with the Ravid and with the Tosfos. It's against the Ravid, he thinks the Peshe is Kemazik. He follows the Rimigash. But against Tesis, what does he assume?
The general rule.
That Avodim Kakoyes and Shtaris are included in the Pasha Shema. You are a Shema. The Pturim of Tashlumin, Chiyuve Shomrim don't apply. The status of Shema is there. Maybe the Chiv Pesheya is not a Chiv Shema. It's a Chiv of Kolatera Kula with respect to certain circumstances of Shema. We have two such cases. Shemer is chayv is pesheya b'din mazik, according to the Rambam, and the shalech yad, if he uses the object of himself, shemachinim shemesari, he has the right to use it. The shel nesecher have chiyuv shamrim and kinyan shamrim. Shemachinim shemesari have chiyuv shamrim and no kinyanim. If they use the object, the shalech yad is a chiyuv of gaslin. It's gaslin for a shemer. Somebody else? Possibly not. That's Pam Shesh Lamidas. So now getting back to our issue. Yes, what is Taysom Hayes' question about Shavuot? Forget about Shavuot. Is that a shame altogether? It's Kakois. Here the Chum, we have to get involved. And Taysom and the Rambam. According to the Rambam, since Peshia Kimasik is Chayiv in the Kakois, clearly, according to the Rambam, you are defined as a shomer. But you're not chayiv the chiyuvim of shomrim. But chiyuvim which are not chiyuvim of shomrim, but chiyuvim which are more general, according to a kula, but which are applicable in a particular case to a shomer, that you're chayiv. So according to the Rambam, since you're a shomer, so then it's conceivable the parasha of Teitan is the Pashto that is Ganesh should apply. Except we have a problem, there's no Shavuot. So that taste resolves. But, according to Taisus himself, in Bar Mitzvah, it says that Hashem altogether, that Hashem, the question, how can you be a taste that is Ganesh if you're not Hashem? Taste the answer with the Gilgal is also not that pasha. But the Gilgal, we have to raise two questions. One is the nature of Gilgal Shavuot, I'll just mention very briefly. The other is Chivtei Tanis Ganev. Yechua, I would say Chivtei Tanis Ganev is not just this is the time, but his time is in response to Shavuos HaShomrim. If you should tie it's got to be Shavuos Bitui, some other Shavuot. Whereas the Tehita is got to be via Shavuos HaShomrim. That invites the other issue. How do we regard him as the Gilgal? Gilgal Shavuot simply means it's not this Shavuot, Shavuos HaShomrim. It's the more general Shavuot. This person was made of mixes in Alvoy. So now you catch him by coattail, he says, you have a Shavuot made of mixes in Alvoy. What's about the karka that you washed for me? So yes, that's where the karka too. But that may be simply an expansion, an extension of the Shavuot's made of mixes, to which an additional seif has been added, additional content, but that's a Shavuot. Or do you say, no, what happens is that Halacha of Gilgal is that one Shavuot gives birth to another Shavuot. And then the second Shavuot is a Shavuot HaShomrim, because it is we got the Shemrim. All right, so with regard to this issue, they said a problem with regard to Karkois. I could have a Kiev Kefil. If Kefil is with the Tennis Gano, depending on the Sugilated Rosh, we haven't been very alert yet. We can know Shavuot here, that the answer is Gilgul. And here, I ask two things. First of all, is that a Shema? So it would be good if they thought that the Rambam that is a Shema. But the Shitasim, the Bar Mitzvah, is the problem with the other Tesis. Secondly, is this a Shavuot HaShomrim? So either Tesis thinks that Gilgal extends to Karkois, the Chiv Shomrim, the chiv shvua. The shvua is not the shvua of the extraneous factor, which is the catalyst. It's the local shvua. The shvua is a shomrim. Or the taste of sleep, taste that is ganev. It's any shvua. It does not mean shvua is a shomrim, which I find problematic. I will stop here. Start next time. We'll try to. Well, we'll be mashing a little bit about Sheikh Masik. Here with that of the Rebbe here, and the Chayes Rambam, the Rebbe, the Chofalu B'Chasishus, Halacha Tes. You see what the connection is. The Rebbe B'Chuba LeKarke. Look at the Mishnah Shvuos that we're basing with base, and the Rambam's Psak thereon. What the status of Farim Tudis and Kubal Kark was, it's Eskark and Lutkark. If you want to get a fuller picture, show you where to look. The Megashi Shavuos and the Mishnah from Embeis, the Mishnah Mechubo, the Rambam's are as follows. Ekvalu, Pekalu, Kis Mechire, Lochi Zayin, Bezik Eschiris, Lok Hey above it, and Chsein Viniten, okay. Look at everybody, the Tess and Shavuos, which is also relevant. And Gimel of Dalev, was the two of them. We'll see how much time we'll do this this year, but if we're still listening properly, you should see those. Secondly, with the Gatish Shtavis, taste at the bottom, see the like of the taste of the Zen, the base of Shavuos. And for a somewhat deviant view, the Shach and Simon Shin Peivov, Sifkot Nirgimel, quotes a Marshal, with which he takes a sharp issue, but the status of Shtolis. If you mazik Shtolis, you chayev a potter. Take a look over there. Likewise, with regard to Shlichas Yad and Shtolis, the Ktsois and Simon. He refers to it over there, right there in Shin Pei Vav, but the original is in Simon Samach Vav, Sif Kotten, Mem Zayin, I believe. The Ktsais in Shin Pei Vav, it says Mem Gibor, that's a mistake. I think it's Mem Zayin. Then we have mentioned to Reyu Marachmone, there's probably two Psukim. I mentioned to the Malach of Chaim with regard to this. It's in the stencils. Take a look over there. All right, then we're waiting to the Gemara. The difficulties in the Gemara is self-evident. When the tastes in them are particularly focused, the taste double shade of Suyim here at the bottom. I would hope it will get basically up to it's not awesome to the top of some you know with base. If we go beyond that, Mato, but I'm not sure. Yeah, I remind you, in 2 weeks, the shiur is on Thursday night. Let me take just 30 seconds to read the names again. Alzebel was here, right? Alzebel. That's you. Sorry. Berger. Riangiu. Goldstein. Postman, that's you. Conan Oakcraft. Crow. Markowitz, Newfield, Jones, Valencia, Rothman, Silvers and Tier, Twitel, Lieutenant, Weinstein, no, Zalish, okay, I'll get to learn that. Well, two.
Where's the Sam's?